Ullah's chapter 7, Mishnah 4. Isha Shehim Makasha Leilaid, a woman who is in difficulty giving birth, for Tzia Mibayis Labayis, and they move her from one house to another house. And then, in the second house, she gives birth to a dead child, Chas v'Shalom. So, Rishon Tame B'Sofek, the first house, is impure with doubt. And why? Because, explains the Karti, we suspect that while the woman was in the first house, her womb opened, and this allows the dead child to impart impurity to the first house. Vashani in the second house, so there Bavada, the second house is definitely impure. That's where the fetus was properly aborted. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, a master says, Rabbi Yehuda, when is this the first house impure with doubt? Bismanshi nitelis begapaim, where she can't walk, she's carried. She's carried in by the arms. And she can't walk. Aval imhasa mahaleches, but if she can walk, if she can still walk from one house to the other, harishon tahor, the first house is pure, because we have a principle, shemisha niftach hakever, ein panai lahalech, that if the womb is open, there's no opportunity for the woman to walk. And therefore, if she did manage to walk from the one house to the other, we assume that the womb was closed and the first house would not be impure. And finishes off the Mishnah, Ein lenefalim pesichas hakever, aborted fetuses do not open the womb, ad sheagilu rosh kefika, until they have developed to a point where the head is round like a spindle knob, which is the Kahati, is a large round weight on the end of a warp thread spindle. So a particular kind of knob. And this was, if the head was rounded like that knob, then that's when it would be able to open the womb. If the fetus is not that advanced yet, then we hold that it's not able to open the womb.